Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome back to a brand new episode of your favorite podcast. It's your girl, Tia Darcell, a.k.a. the Radical One, your favorite auntie, your favorite big cousin, you know what I'm talking about? But, yo, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? What y'all got going on? I'm actually recording today on my way to brunch with one of my amazing sisters in Christ. I know I was supposed to have this episode done about 2 weeks ago. I was all under the weather last week. I had this dumb, stupid, retarded allergic reaction to I don't even know what, man. I didn't even work all week. I worked for the first time yesterday the whole week. But the Most High is faithful. I had to go to the doctor that gave me a steroid shot that I didn't even want to get. But I was finding absolute no relief, and they was my last resort. So you know how that goes. But I praise to the Most High that He is faithful, and He is just to perform, and He is a healer. Amen. So I really just wanted to hop on here real quick. I'm not going to be on here too long. Y'all know that's what your favorite pastor say when they be talking and when they be up in the pulpit. I'm not going to stand before you long. I'm just going to give you a word from the Lord. Elohim, Adonai, y'all, we need you in the South. Quick catch up. I've been doing a lot. I'm running for city council currently. Shout out to my city, Edison, Georgia. Y'all go download and stream that song I just released a couple of weeks ago. No, it's been about a month or two now. It's called No Side. That's what we call Edison, which is Edison spelled backwards, No Side. I wrote the song. The Most I gave me the lyrics to the song. Shout out to Shantae. Let my sister, she actually dropped it in my spirit to actually do a song for the city. And the election is November the 7th, and I'm running for city council post 4 in Edison, Georgia. You know, I'm planning on doing a watch party of some sort, so I'm hoping that you guys can tune in and support from afar. Your prayers are needed and appreciated without any shadow of a doubt. Outside of that, work has been okay. Life has been life in the usual. You know, I've been trying to just stay focused and rooted in the word because temptation is crazy out here. Do you hear me? And I wanted to say today just to keep going, like keep fighting, because the devil gonna keep coming at you, right? And if you keep falling for the same trick, you meaning me, meaning you, meaning us, your mama them, your auntie them, all of y'all, all of us, you keep falling for the same trick, he gonna keep hitting you in the same area. You know what I'm saying? And I'm realizing that in this season, we need to be walking around a whole lot more mature than we was in last season. We need to be off of that milk, you hear me? And we need to be getting ready to get up off of that bread. Man shall not live on bread alone, but out of every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Elohim, right? So if we're listening to the words that's coming from our daddy, that means we in the word, right? Because John said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with Elohim, and the word was Elohim. So he is the word. So in order for you to truly mature in your spiritual life, you got to stay in your word. You know what I'm saying? And me personally, I had fell out, you know, big time. Big time. You hear me? Had fell all the way off in my word like I should not have been. Fell off of my word like I should have been in it. I wasn't, right? I was too busy out here doing everything. I was working, spending time with my grandkids. I was actually working in the barbershop. I've been doing the city council stuff. I've been trying to get music done, which are all great things, right? However, you cannot actually put the gifts that the gift giver has given you before the gift giver. That is completely out of pocket. You know what I'm saying? So I really just wanted to say keep going, keep growing, and keep glowing. Because ain't nothing stopping you but you. Ain't nobody forcing you to make the decisions that you're making. Ain't nobody forcing you to lay down in that bed with that man, with that woman. Ain't nobody forcing you to answer them calls and answer them text messages. I'm talking to myself, amen. Ain't nobody forcing you to keep letting your back be big and you know it's unhealthy. I'm talking to myself, except it's not my back, it's that fupa I got going on. I've been doing push-ups, so my back is pretty okay. It's this front for me. But I'm learning that we gotta hold ourselves accountable, right? And that's where our problem comes in. We don't like to say, you know what, man, I've been tripping, I've been already messing up, I could be doing things a whole lot better, my life shouldn't even be this way. We like to blame other people. Don't get me wrong. Childhood trauma, trauma bonds, anything, molestation, abuse, like sexual assault, like pornography addiction, like all of these things that we've dealt with are. Let me see. I'm trying to use my words because I don't want to offend anybody, but I'm gonna say the truth anyway. So if you get offended, then we're gonna have to take that to the Most High because He's telling me to say it. You heard me? So all of these things are terrible things that we've experienced. I've been molested, right? I've been cheated on. I've cheated on people. I've been in an abusive household. You know what I mean? I've been in the same-sex relationship. I was in the same-sex relationship for 15 years, and I had to go back to the drawing board and figure out why am I in this same-sex relationship. That's not the order that the Most High created. So then I had to start to question myself. Why? What is your problem, Tia? Why do you see yourself wrong? You're going to continue to see yourself. You're going to continue to choose wrong until you see yourself right. Shout out to Dr. Darius Daniels. I read his book, Relational Intelligence, and I will never forget that quote that he said to me. As if he said it to me personally, but when I read the book, I felt like he was talking to me personally, right? So yeah, like, you gotta make sure that you know that you are more than a conqueror, right? You gotta make sure that you know that there's nothing that you can't overcome. The Most High can heal you from that trauma. The Most High can create new, healthy, whole, pure, holy relationships in your life, and you don't have to be attached to the things that are constantly pulling you away from Him, because this is not the season to be pulled away from Him. I'm talking to myself, too. I want people to understand, like, Tia ain't got it all together, okay? I know Tia be posting, and Tia be motivating y'all, Tia be encouraging y'all, but Tia got her own issues and problems, and she fighting her own demons every single day. But here's the thing, I'm gonna fight. I'm not quitting, because I don't belong to the devil. I belong to the one true living God. God is his title. His name is Yahuwah. He is an Elohim. He is the Elohim of all Elohims. He is Adonai of Adonai. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shah, all of them. You hear me? That's him. He is that guy, you know? And he's such a strategic father. Like, he makes absolutely no mistakes, right? And you got to look at life like this. This is how I had to start looking at life, y'all. You're not the only one that's going through something, Tia. So how in the world are you going to live a selfless life and help other people if you constantly fall into the traps of the enemy yourself? At what point are you going to get spiritually mature enough that you are going to fight till you can't fight no more? And he going to stop throwing that same bait and hook. He going to be like, yeah, I'm sick of her. She's been passing this test. Let me try something else. And you might fall in a different area. However, boom, I fell. I see you, buddy. Guess what I'm about to do? Keep fighting. I ain't going that route no more. I'm on my knees. I'm on my face. I'm prostrate on the floor talking about, oh, Abba, I need you. I can't make it without you. You are my everything. I repent. I repent. You know what I'm saying? Repentance, though, that might just words that come out of your mouth. Repentance is an action. Repentance means to turn from your ways, to turn from whatever it was that was causing you to sin. And to sin means to miss the mark of the higher calling. You know what I'm saying? Well, who was that? I think it was Paul that says he presses on towards the mark of the higher calling. Like, you're going to press no matter what. You got to learn to be content. You got to be content whether you got a little bit. You got to be content whether you got a lot. You hear me? You got to be content if you don't even know where your next meal coming from. That's what true faith looks like. And faith without works is dead. So if you know you ain't got no money, you need to be out here trying to get it. You need to be out here praying on your knees, asking the Most High to maximize, to highlight the gifts, the calling that He placed inside of you that's going to generate revenue, that's going to generate wealth for you and your family. If you know your body is sick, you need to ask the Most High, what do I need to change in my diet? How can I exercise? I'll strengthen my bones. Give me everything that I need so that I can successfully succeed on this mission that I know you placed me on. You feel me? Like, we got to take matters into our own hands by fully trusting in the Most High. Stop listening to this world, man. This world going to get you every time. You can't listen to these people. Half of these people don't even see themselves. They don't even want to admit that they got a problem. They don't even want to admit that they are the problem. You know how many times I done been a problem in my life? You know how many times I done been a problem in other people's lives? So it took for me to grow and really look at myself, because I used to be that person that always blamed everybody else, because this was my thing, and I'm not even going to cap. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to pretend. If you did it to me, if you wouldn't have did it to me, I wouldn't have never did it to you. If you wouldn't have did this, I wouldn't have never did that. You know what that is? That's deflection. That's exactly what that is, deflection. So I had to really go ahead and look in the mirror, right? And I had to do some self-evaluation. I had to hold myself accountable. I had to really get to the substratum of where my issues come in. Like, when did I become so broken, right? When did I become so self-centered? When did I become so selfish? You know what I'm saying? Like, when did I get to the point in my life where all I cared about was me? Or when did I get to the point in my life where I had to put me before everybody else? And I'm not talking about letting people use and abuse you. Nah, that ain't what I'm talking about, because the Most High say you got to do all things with decency and in order. And if you're allowing Him to lead you, He is not going to let you just let nobody run over you, right? You know what I'm saying? Because at some point in your life, you shouldn't be casting your pearls to swines anyway. You know what I'm saying? A swine could be anybody. Your mama, your daddy, your auntie, your uncle, your husband, your cousin. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot, man. I've been thinking about a lot of stuff, and I've been slipping. I should have been hopped on there. You know what I'm saying? But I'm so grateful that y'all still be believing in me. Y'all still be rocking with me. Like, I could be the one of the most inconsistent people when it comes down to posting. And every time I log into my account, you hear me? I see that my reach has expanded. Like, I think we're in almost like 40 countries now. And I'm like, bro, that's crazy. That's big to me. I'm like, come on, Abba. What can't you do? Nothing. You can do everything. Like, I don't even know people in 40 countries. Like, even if it's one person listening in 40 countries, that's deep to me. So that just means that there's something inside of me. No matter how many times the enemy attacks me, no matter how much I gotta fight, no matter how much I'm boxing this dude out, putting these gloves on, I gotta keep going. I can't afford to be stuck, man. My daughter depending on me, my grandson depending on me, my granddaughter depending on me, and just like these people depending on me, and my friends, my sisters and my brothers in the faith, they depending on me. These people out here depending on y'all. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm learning the more I give in to my flesh, the further I feel, the further away I feel from y'all. The further away I feel from the Most High. So I'm having to figure this thing out, y'all. And the only way I can figure this thing out, let me tell you what I started doing. I just started going to sleep every night. Not a night goes by and I don't let the Bible out read to me in my sleep. I ain't had a bad dream. I ain't had no bad thoughts. I ain't woke up in no bad moods. Listen to me. If you ain't ever tried it, try it. I don't know if it's going to help you like it's helping me, but it's like scriptures just come to my mind. They being just dropped into my subconscious, right? So now I'm feeling like, okay, he's going to give me these scriptures to bring back to my memory at the most opportune time. Man, come on, man. Don't play with my daddy ever in your life. You hear me? Oh, y'all know I get a little worked up. I'm sorry. I'm calming down. But seriously, though, I love y'all, man. And like I said, I wasn't coming on here to be too deep. I wanted y'all to know, though, that I'm here. I'm locked in. And that I'm keep fighting. I'm going to keep fighting no matter what. I'm not stopping. I'm not going back. I'm not going back to who I was. I'm not going back to who I used to be. I'm not going back to thinking the same. I'm not going back to reacting the same, right? So it's like as soon as you overcome in one area, the devil try to slap you down and then bring up something else in an area that you used to be falling in, right? And right now, I don't even know why he just want to keep me in these ungodly soul ties, these ungodly soul ties. I don't want to be attached to these people that's not my people. You know what I'm saying? And I'm declaring and I'm decreeing right now publicly over the airways to the entire world and to these 40 countries that's listening to me. Freedom is my portion. Deliverance is my portion. Healing is my portion. You know what I'm saying? Purity is my portion. Holiness. Holiness and purity still matters. So if I'm making these declarations over myself, I'm making these same declarations over y'all that's listening to me today. So you better catch a word. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter how many times the devil try to knock you down. Keep fighting, bro. Keep going. That's the beauty in it all. You know what I'm saying? Even like on Friday, I know y'all done seen it. A lot of y'all done seen it. They used to be my mama's favorite movie back in the day. Like, that man say, you live to fight another day. Like, it don't matter if you get knocked down. Get up, man. Get up. Even if you got to stay down there for a little while, stay down there, catch your breath, regroup, and get your butt up. Keep going. Ain't nothing stopping you but you. Ain't nothing holding you back but you. It's too many people depending on you for you to be out here crying every day. Come on, man. And I got a counselor. I go to mental health. I was in the military, so I go to the VA. So I got a counselor. Get you a counselor. Save up your bread. Whatever you got to do, ask your family. You know what I'm saying? But don't sit up there and suck in your misery. It say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy gonna come in the morning. That's what the word of God says. That's what the word of Elohim says. That's what the word of Adonai says. It says, weeping may endure for the night, man. For the night, not every night. You know what I'm saying? So at some point, you gotta stop it. You gotta stop it. And you wanna know how I know you can stop it? Because the Most High said you could. He said you could. He said, 1 John 4:4. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. You know what I'm saying? You got to cast on every thought and imagination that exalts itself above the word of the Most High. So if you are in your feelings, man, I feel less than. No, you're not. Greater is he that is in you that is in this world. Man, I feel like I can't even do this. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. You hear me? Man, I can't even, man. My money's so crazy, man. I don't even know what I'm going to do right now. Guess what he said? You shall lend to many nations and borrow from none. He said you are the head and not the tail. He said you blessed in your coming and in your going. You hear me? You better worship. Yeah, Uncle Reese got this song, say, I'm going to worship until I pass out. You better worship until you pass out. You better do whatever it is, because worship is your weapon. Worship is your warfare against the enemy. Like, we attacking this dude. We ain't definitely let this dude attack us. You hear me? Judah, stand up. And I say Judah because Judah means praise. You know what I'm saying? Whew, y'all, I done got worked up, you know. But listen, I love it, man. I love it. Like, my spirit leaping right now. You know what I'm saying? But I want y'all to be encouraged and to know that there's nothing you can't overcome. There's nothing too hard for the Most High God. There is nothing that nobody can do to keep you stagnant in your life, in your relationship with Abba. You got to get out of that level of complacency of your on your own. You know what I'm saying? You got to figure out why you are there, what led you there, and how can you get out of it. And you want to know who can answer all of those questions for you? The ones who live in Elohim, Adonai, Yahuwah, your daddy. You know what I'm talking about? Some people call him God. God is a title. Yeshua, Yahshua, Yahusha. Some people call him Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And I don't care. You can call him whatever you want to call him until you get the level of conviction that you need from the Most High. That's between you and the Most High. His name is Yahusha. You know what I'm saying? But however, whatever your relationship is with the Father, expound on it. Spend time with him. Get in your word. Get in that Bible app. Even if you got to get your Sefer out. You got to get your Hallelujah scriptures out. It don't matter what you got to do. You need to do it because he's waiting on you. He's calling you higher. He's calling you out of your sin. He's calling you out of your darkness. He's calling you into a higher place of praise in him. And when I say you, I am speaking to myself too, y'all. I'm finna stop playing with that man because he stopped playing with me a long time ago. Because I got myself in a situation. I'm going to be transparent. I personally got myself in a situation, right? I've been teeter-tottering in this situation for at least about 2 years. And the Most High told me, bro, I'm sick of you. Because you want to know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave you there. And guess what? I'm not finna stop it from happening because you got to do it. You either want that situation or you won't be. So I've been slowly dissipating, slowly pulling myself away. But guess what? I'm not going to stop. And guess what? Every time I get a little further away, he showed me that he see my effort. However, hey, effort don't mean nothing if you don't go ahead and do what I told you to do. Stop playing on my top tier, because get what? I'll bust your head. I'm like, okay, oh my goodness, Abba, don't do it, please. I don't want to whip it. Because we know the Father chasing the one that he loves. You hear me? So choose Abba. The Bible said, choose ye this day who you going to serve. Come on, Joshua. As for me and my house, we serving Abba. We serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because you know what he said? He said, I'm going before you. I'm fighting the battles. And I'm bringing you back a W. You know what I'm saying? We ain't even got to fight. For real. It's a fixed fight, y'all. It is a fixed fight, man. All right, I got to calm down. Spirit on 10, man. But anyway, man, I love y'all with my whole heart, man. I just want you to know that I'm praying for y'all, and I literally pray for y'all. I pray for everybody that's attached to the anointing and the favor of y'all that is upon my life, and I pray for everybody that's attached to the favor and the anointing of y'all that is upon y'all lives. You hear me? And this ain't no me just talking, because I know the prayers of the righteous avail it much. In Revelation, it says that our prayers are burning before our daddy like incense. So can you imagine that sweet aroma? So even when it feels like your prayers aren't being answered, go back, take your butt back to Daniel when he said that the Most High answered your prayer on the first day, baby. But guess what? You got them principalities up there that's fighting. So you better fast and pray and get in your word. And all of these scriptures, they be intertwining, because guess what? The other scriptures say when we was talking about the baby, the little child that was throwing himself in the fire, throwing himself in the water. The Most High said, hey, some things only come out through fasting and prayer. That should let you know right now, this warfare is not carnal. It is not your husband. It is not your wife. It is not your sister. It is not your brother. It is not your kids. It's not your girlfriend or your boyfriends or your boss. It is spiritual. We are spirits. We live in a body and we possess a soul. Don't ever get caught up thinking you beefing with a person, because you're not, baby. That's the spirit behind that person. A lot of the times, people don't even realize they be being used by spirits because they're not even spiritually mature enough to understand what's going on. But you, as a child of the Most High Living God, got to know what's going on, what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with, and how to overcome it. You heard me? You can do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm rooting for you. I'm praying for you. And I love y'all, man. Don't you ever forget it. the right way, the wrong way, the long way, and the strong way. You just tuned in to a brand new episode of Radical Talks with Tia Darcell. It's your girl. I love y'all. Peace.